This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda was salatu was salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana wa qala ta'ala ya ayyuhan nabiy inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, we have begun in this year the month of Rabiul Awwal. The month of Rabiul Awwal is a month which saw both the birth and the death of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Given these facts that it happened in the month of Rabiul Awwal, instinctively you feel that you want to speak about and listen about the praise of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that it is compulsory only in this month and it should not be spoken about in other months. We believe that to speak about the character, conduct or any aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a matter of great significance and a matter of great reward and blessedness. یہ ربیع الاول کا مہینہ شروع ہو چکا ہے. اس مہینے میں آپ کی ولادت اور وصال کی یکجا ہونے کی وجہ سے ہم اس سے فائدہ اٹھا کر آپ کے عظمت کو ہم بیان کرتے ہیں. اور یہ ضروری نہیں کہ اسی مہینے میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ذکر خیر ہو. ہمارے عقیدہ یہ ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا جب بھی ذکر ہو جس مہینے میں ہو وہ باعث برکت اور باعث خیر ہے. Now, after understanding this, when we do speak about the aspects of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, few aspects we have to keep in mind. One is we will never ever be able to do justice to the greatness and to the perfection and to the azmat of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatness is beyond our imagination. Our tongues cannot bring those words to be able to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sufficiently. And we say, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, our inability to capture your greatness with our limited eloquence. No, not limited eloquence. We don't have the tongue to be able to praise you sufficiently. Or we don't have the ears to be able to listen to your praises sufficiently. It does not take away from your greatness. You are as Allah Ta'ala has praised you. And now Allah has put you upon a pedestal by saying, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh Allah, Allah says, we have granted you and we have exalted your remembrance. What can you and I do when Allah Ta'ala takes the responsibility of exalting and granting great inspiration and great rank to the praise and to the remembrance of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حقیقت یہ ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعریف کا حق ہم کبھی ادا نہیں کر سکتے. شاعر نے کیا خوب کہا, How beautifully the Urdu poet had said, مصطفیٰ مجتفیٰ مصطفیٰ مجتمع, تیرے مد و ثنا میرے بس میں نہیں, میرے دسترس میں نہیں, دل کو ہمت نہیں, لب کو یارہ نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. Our hearts does not have that capacity, our tongue does not have that particular speech to be able to praise you. Your praise is beyond our speech. It is beyond our eloquence. It is beyond our capacity. The fact is, there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Allah has made you so unique. Now this aspect of, in this month, there is the birth of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe firmly that the birth of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the most, the most significant event in human history. There is no greater event greater than the birth of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, because of the positive impact and the greatness that came upon humanity because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth and his presence in this world. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah has done you a tremendous favor by bringing the Nabi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your midst and amongst you. So this is the aspect. Insani tariq ka sabse aham waqiyah aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki paidaish hai. However, after making mention of that this is the most important event in human history, we have to look at a perspective. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam into this world? Why did Allah ta'ala send our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So in this ayat which I have recited, which is in the fourth surah of the Holy Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've done you a tremendous favor by sending Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst you. Why amongst you? Because he's a human being. And because you are human beings, of course, there's a great difference in the rank and the status between the two. But we can identify, we can benefit from the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect example for you to emulate. It is uswa-i hasana, the perfect exemplar for you to be able to bring it into your life, to have the perfect life, to have an ideal lifestyle. This is the situation that we have to always keep in mind, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very great. But the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must not mystify the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that we don't benefit from his life. After all, Allah has made his life to be a uswa-i hasana. ye to sahi hai ki hum aapki tareef bayan nahi kar sakte, lekin aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki azmat ke sath Nabi Allah taala ne aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko tamam insaniyat ke liye mashale rah banayi. Quran mein Allah ne hamare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki zindagi ko behtareen namuna bataya. Hame unki zindagi ke har pehlu se istifada karna chahiye. We have to benefit from his example. And if we are going to benefit from his example, that is a fitting tribute. That is a fitting tribute in the month of his birth and every day of his life. If you want to have a tribute to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then emulate that particular perfect example. And inshallah, in today's time, we will, in the little more limited time that we have, we will give you some examples from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some sabak, some lessons, some examples, some inspiration from the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala put our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam through different conditions in his life, so that his life can be an example. You see, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was only one way, then we would not have been able to benefit from him. But Allah Ta'ala put Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam through different situations. Sometimes there was victory in the battlefield, sometimes there was setback. Sometimes initially there was a victory, then there was a setback, Uhud. Sometimes initially there was a setback, then there was a victory, Hunain. And sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a teacher to the Sahaba. Sometimes he was a learner from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a husband, he was a father. Sometimes he had wealth, sometimes didn't have any wealth. Sometimes he was a businessman, sometimes he was a worker. Sometimes he was, you know, happy, sometimes he cried out of anguish and hurt and out of sadness. So all of these conditions came. Why did he come? So his life could be a perfect example. So whatever you find yourself in, you will find an example in our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. Allah ta'ala ne mahbub ko mukhtalif tarah ki halat se guzara taake wo hamare liye namuna ban sake. Now let me give you the first example. What do we learn from our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us our relationship with Allah. What relationship did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us with regard to how we are supposed to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He taught us the love that we are supposed to have when we make ibadah. Thus, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, the coolness of my eyes in salat. The coolness of my eyes is in salat. And then he used to tell Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many a times when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to face worldly difficulties, he used to tell Bilal, oh Bilal, give the call for azan. Give the call to Allah. I want to communicate with my Allah. It is a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand up in tahajjud so much that the feet of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it used to get swollen because of standing up for so long in salat. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you standing up for such long periods when Allah has forgiven you? Allah has granted you such great status. Why are you standing so much? He said, Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be grateful to Allah? Should I not love Allah ta'ala because of that? So it is because of this situation that our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love making ibadat and coming closer towards Almighty Allah. Our salat should never be a burden upon us. We should do it out of love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hame bataya ki Allah se ta'alluq jorne ka tariqa hame sikaya. He told us the way, how to. And then together with this love, he also, despite his greatness, he had such great fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite his greatness, despite his closeness, how much more fear you and I should have. One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ikra alayya ya Abdullah. Oh Abdullah, read the Quran for me. Oh Abdullah, read the Quran for me. And he said, Ikra alayka wa alayka unzil ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, am I going to read for you when the Quran was revealed upon you? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne hame bataya ki Allah ta'ala se hum kaise dare. Allah ta'ala ke khof hamare dil mein kaise ho. تو ایک دن نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے عبداللہ ابن مسعود کو کہا ہمارے لیے قرآن پڑھو. تو انہوں نے کہا یا رسول اللہ آپ کو سناؤ, آپ کو سناؤ جب آپ کے اوپر قرآن نازل ہوا ہے. سو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said انی احب ان اسمعہ من غیری. Today I wish to listen to Quran from someone else. Sometimes it happens, you are in the mood of reading, sometimes you are in the mood of listening. So this happens. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. Today I'm in the mood of listening from someone else. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu started reciting from Surah Nisa. When he came to the ayat, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا, which gives the message that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam will bear testimony on behalf of the previous anbiya that they had propagated the message of Allah to their people. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, he said, while I was reading, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on my mouth and he said, Hasbuka ya ibn Mas'ud, ibn Mas'ud, enough, enough. I saw it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faghalaba al-buqa. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tearing until his beard became wet with his tears. He taught us, despite his greatness, how to fear Allah. I mean, that is Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is our situation? So this is what our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, how to relate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in terms of his interaction, and this is a very important aspect, in his attitude, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his attitude, in his interaction, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam always, and I'm making mention of this, always Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose ease, chose kindness, chose compassion. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, ma khuyyira rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bayna amrayn qat illa akhadha aysarahuma. Whenever Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given an option between two things, he always chose the easy path, unless that easy path coincided with guna and sin. If it was not sinful, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam always chose the easy path. Today we feel to take the difficult path is part of deen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had rahmat, he had shafqat for this ummat. Therefore Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, whenever Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the option of choosing two paths, he always chose the easy path, unless that easy path was something that had guna and sin. اپنے اپنے رویے میں ہمیشہ نرمی اور شفقت اختیار فرمائیں. حدیث میں ہے کہ حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ آپ کے سامنے دو مختلف راستے ہوتے تو آپ ہمیشہ آسان راستے اختیار فرماتے, الا یہ کہ وہ گناہ کا کوئی کام ہو. Otherwise نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم always chose the one that was the one of the ease, the one that had kindness, the one that had compassion. He told Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal when he was going to Yemen, something that I have made mention many a times, Bashira wala tunaffira, yassira wala tu'assira. Oh Mu'adh, give people glad tidings. Don't make them hate the deen. Don't make people hate deen. Make things easy. Do not make things difficult for people. He chose kindness. Mercy and kindness in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the rule. Harshness was the exception. Leniency was the rule. And retribution was the exception. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention of a hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention of a hadith that qila ya Rasulullah ud'u ala al-mushrikeen. That Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, make baddua against the mushrikeen. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lam ab'athu la'anan wa innama bu'ithu rahmah. He said, ya Rasulullah ud'u ala al-mushrikeen. Ya Rasulullah, curse the mushrikeen. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was not sent by Allah to curse people. I was sent as a rahmat. I was sent as a person who showed kindness and to show mercy to people. Where have we got this particular framework that to be pious you must be harsh? Where have we got this framework that for you to be pious you must take the most difficult path? Are you more pious than Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always adopted the easy path, always adopted kindness and compassion, unless it was an act of guna and sin. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made mention with regard to this. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that yu'ta ala rifq ma la yu'ta min al-unf. Allah gives results with kindness that He does not give with harshness. Allah gives result with kindness that does not give with harshness. And because of this kindness, the Quran-based testimony that people love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his kindness. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ آپکی نرمی کے وجہ سے لوگ محبت کرتے تھے. Not because of his harshness. It is Allah's rahmat that he was kind upon you. If he was harsh, people would not have come around him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind that even with regard to his personal matters, he never ever took revenge. He never. Sahabi said one day, a villager came. He was ignorant. He did not know the status of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a shawl. He didn't have any other, kurta. He only had a shawl over him. And he pulled that shawl so hard that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his light complexion, the welts and the scars of that particular pulling of the shawl of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started showing upon the body of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba got angry. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. He did not get angry. And then he said, What is your situation? Give me from the wealth Allah has given you. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, go and give him some wealth. This was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapne hamesha aamal ka jaiza lena ka sabak diya hai, ki hum acche bure mein tamiz kar sake. He looked at the consequences of people's action. He was not someone who just did things, but he always looked at this action. Look at this particular, situation. Such a great lesson for us that once someone said, ya Rasulullah, Abdullah bin Ubay is a munafiq. He's a hypocrite. Kill him. Let us kill him because he is in the forefront of every aspect against you, ya Rasulullah. He is the one who made the rumors against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Right? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Why? Listen to this. He said, people will say Muhammad kills his own companions. People will say Muhammad kills his own companions. Log kya kahenge? Log kya kahenge? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apne hi logon ko qatal karte hain. Have we ever thought about this? That our fighting, how does it show out to other people? Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how he understood the situation and the consequences. Don't kill him. People will say Muhammad kills his own companions. He spoke to people with kindness. He took into account people's situation. He dealt with it accordingly. One day he was gone. Let me conclude with this. Time is up, but this one incident is so beautiful. Let me conclude with this incident. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was a very young and he was a very poor sahabi. Didn't have much wealth. Went on an expedition with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had an old camel. The camel was like a katara, like our old katara cars. Couldn't go very fast. Right? So his camel couldn't go very fast. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started looking. Jabir's camel is back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his gaze on all his companions. Went back. Jabir, what's wrong? Ya Rasulullah, my camel is very old. It can't move. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabir, put your camel down. Put his camel down. Made dua. Get up, ya Jabir. got up. Then Jabir's camel started moving fast. And he got up with the people. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu is keeping a gaze on Jabir throughout his whole journey. On his way back, he started speaking to Jabir. Jabir, what is your situation? Have you got married? You are at marriageable age. Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I got married. Who did you get married to? I got married to a woman who is more elderly than me in age. Why did you get married to someone elderly than you, Ya Jabir? Why didn't you get married to someone who was your age or younger than you? You could enjoy her company. Ya Rasulullah, my father passed away in the Battle of Uhud. He left me with my siblings, my sisters. I didn't want to bring a young woman. I brought someone more elderly who would look after me, my sisters with me. Have we ever thought of looking after our sisters? If ever they get divorced, Allah Ta'ala prevent it happening. Have we ever thought about it? Huh? Jabir said, Ya Rasulullah, I brought someone elderly who could help me look after my siblings. And then he said, never mind, Jabir, you are going home. Your wife will be very happy to see you. She will take out the cushions. She will put up nice, the carpet. Ya Rasulullah, I don't have no carpets in my house. I got no, absolutely no cushions in my house. What is she going to put? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized the situation. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to help him, but help him with dignity. Oh Jabir, sell me your camel. Sell me your camel. Eventually they reached a price of 40 dirhams. Right? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, I'll buy your camel for 40 dirhams. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to take my camel till Medina. Then you can take my camel and you can give me your 40 dirhams. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes back to Medina. When he comes back to Medina, he tells Bilal radiallahu ta'anhu, oh Bilal, take this camel. He takes control over the camel. He brings the camel. After he brings the camel, he tells Bilal, Bilal, take this camel. Take this 40 dirhams. Go and give both of it to Jabir. Give both of it to Jabir. He purchased the camel from him, gave him dignity, gave him the money, and gave him the camel back. That's how our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked. Let us bring these qualities of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our life and in our attitudes, in our communities. Because wallahi, today it seems to be forsaken in our community and in our attitudes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.